couple of weeks, the final episodes of New York, a documentary film, are scheduled to air on PBS stations across the country. The five-part award-winning series is essentially a biography of New York City, a testament to its soaring architecture, its distinct institutions, and the extraordinary richness and diversity of its people.
Americans need New York because New York is one of the few places in the country that allows difference to be celebrated, that allows people to reach their full potential. And that's, in a sense, what drives civilization, what drives freedom, what moves us forward. No matter what we believe, no matter who we are, no matter what we want to do, and we can find in that place other people like ourselves and a possibility of reaching our full potential.
Rick Burns is the documentary's director, co-producer, and co-writer, and he joins us from his office at 73rd and Broadway on the Upper West Side. Mr. Burns, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I understand, if you don't mind me asking, that after hearing the news, you, like many other parents in New York and Washington, D.C., and perhaps elsewhere, went to take your child out of school.
Absolutely. It was sitting at my desk doing an interview shortly after 9 on Tuesday when a colleague came in ashen-faced, and after the second plane hit, and then especially when word from Washington came, mm-hmm. that was sort of that last piece of information was the thing that I think turned horror and bewilderment into panic. You know, where will the ripple stop? And sent people sort of racing home to locate their loved ones, find their children, and try to regroup and consider what to do next.
Have you stayed in New York, may we ask?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's almost impossible to imagine leaving New York. I think that most people feel that way. I think there's a feeling that you can't leave and that in some way in leaving, it's a strange psychological phenomenon. I think you're sort of contributing to the loss that we have to stay here and somehow by a sheer act of will help keep it together.
The final episodes of your documentary cover the period from the Depression to the end of the 20th century, including a period, I guess you refer to it as the greatest building boom in New York history. I don't think it would diminish the loss, the significance of the loss of the World Trade Center, certainly the people inside, to recollect that this was not necessarily a widely lauded and popular building when it went up 30 years ago.
No, not at all. There was so much controversy over it. The building that went on from 1945 to 1970 in New York was almost impossible to imagine. It was the biggest building boom in the city's history. At the very tail end of that whole epoch rise these two buildings, which are going to now rival the Empire State Building in height. And, you know, a lot of people didn't want them at all. It seemed an insult to the idea of the city and to the Empire State Building to actually go up higher than the 1,250 feet, which take you to the top of the Empire State Building's spire. But there was also a sense that it seemed to many people almost a sort of a crass, architecturally crass, rather blunt expression there at the foot of Manhattan, which had so many spectacular skyscrapers to begin with. And this was really, many people felt it was going to be an eyesore.
But over the years, I mean, there's nothing quite like riding the boat in there, is there, and seeing the way it dominates that kind of prow of the southern tip of Manhattan.
It is exactly what it does. I mean, it is at the prow of this great ship, which is Manhattan, and there, right where it points out to sea and sort of cutting into space and time, is this extraordinary monument sticking up there that the loss of it is incalculable. I'm sure even people who bitterly regretted its construction 30 years ago now can't believe that it's gone and can't understand how the city will live without it.
Mr. Burns, the last two episodes of your documentary cover 1945 to the end of the 20th century. Do you think of providing some kind of addendum?
You know, we're going to make it clear at the beginning of the program and at the end that it was completed before the events of September 11th. And the film will be dedicated to the people who have faced this adversity. Beyond that, we're going to let the film speak for itself. The film is, in essence, though factual and we think a balanced portrait of the city, it's a love letter to the city.
You must wonder this weekend if everything that made the World Trade Center symbolic of something great is also what made it a target.
You know, if you want to do the damage that they evidently wanted to do, they could have picked no better target. It was a powerful symbolic place. There's not a person, I think, in the world who's, say, 15 or 20 years old who doesn't know of New York. The skyline is the most famous image in the world. And so if you want to do the most damage physically and spiritually and psychically, that's the place to hit.
Mr. Burns, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Pleasure.
Take care. Documentary filmmaker Rick Burns speaking from New York City.